So our mission is to provide an unparalleled customer experience. So that's sort of our guiding light. And day to day, we're saying, how do we uphold that mission? How do we really dazzle those customers? So I think part of the success comes because we want it to be the same in branch, in the conversations, on the piece of paper you get in the mail.
You're listening to the Grow Clinton Podcast. Grow Clinton is a 501c6 nonprofit economic community development and tourism organization based in Clinton, Iowa. For more information, visit growclinton.com. Again, that's growclinton.com. Now, back to the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the greatest podcast on the planet Earth. That's right, the Grow Clinton Podcast, episode number 18. Before we get started and introduce probably two of my favorite guests of all times, at least in the 18 episodes that we've recorded so far, I will say that we are powered by Miles Communications. Miles Communications, located in a little town called Miles, Iowa, does some amazing things. Fast, affordable, and reliable internet service, as well as television and telephone. Again, this podcast is powered by Miles Telephone. Check them out, milestelephone.com. As always, my name is Andy Sokolovich. I don't plan on changing it anytime soon, so that's what I'm going to go with. And I'm joined by Jenny Holm. Jenny, what's happening?
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm excited to have our crew here today.
Yeah, this is a fun crew.
Yes, it is.
This is like a mini reunion, if you will.
It is. Yeah. That's right.
So on today's episode of the Grow Clinton Podcast, we are joined by Ari Leverins and Carrie Donaire from Citizens First Bank Financial Institution.
There you go.
Thanks for having us today.
So you guys are friends of ours as well. So this is going to be a great back and forth. And you both worked in this building at one time, right?
Grow Clinton is our alma mater for both of us. Yeah,
Carrie discovered me and brought me here, so...
You were discovered, like a star is born.
That's right.
We were sitting in a committee meeting, and Ari had all these skills that were apparent in the first moments I met her, and we started working as volunteers together on the Clinton Half Marathon.
Oh, wow.
And then we went from there, and she always says, I discovered her, because then she started at the CVB and all that. We've been together ever since.
Oh, yeah. I'm busting to say something.
Bust.
Okay. Your Biz After Five was amazing.
Yes. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Whenever I think about... When I was a little kid and I thought about all these parties my parents were going to, like cocktail parties, that's what I had in my mind. Little music, clinking glasses, and a little band. And it was just so nice.
So glad you have fun.
Well, thank you for doing it.
So we have a lot of involvement at the bank, people helping with the events, and everyone's really willing to jump in and help. So it was on the backs of a whole team of people to put that together.
So good.
Thank you.
So one of the reasons we record this podcast is we always want to give our listeners and members of Grow Clinton little tips, tactics, insider information on how they can better market themselves. And I will say that you two do a phenomenal job over at Citizens First Bank, from your branding to your colors to your logo to the overall customer experience. You guys crush it. So tell me a little bit about what you do at Citizens First Bank from a marketing standpoint. Ari. Right.
Well, one of the reasons I think why I started at Citizens First, and they kind of dragged me to from this building.
Yeah, they recruited you. They recruited you, right? It's cool. Those wounds have healed.
It's all right.
So one of the things I like doing is playing with brand. So I inherited a logo, and from the logo and colors, and then I get to play with textures and images, and what is that brand going to feel like? What does it sound like? How does it breed? And then I get to apply that into everything that we get out. It goes from documents to video. So it's a very big realm. Like everything that goes out should be branded for us and for any brand. Actually.
Yeah. And regardless if your logo is there or not, I can always tell. It's Citizens First Bank.
Awesome.
So I want to, you know, add on to what Ari said. I'm nodding the whole time she's talking because I really feel that brand is at the center of it. And we've done some work in brand development that's been very intentional. Interviews with management, talking amongst our staff, and not only identifying the colors and logos and visual piece of the brand, but what is the tone of voice when we're developing content. And if it's copy on a social media post or something that we're out and about in the community, like, what does it look like and feel like, as Ari is saying? But brand development can be for any business, big or small. So in Grow Clinton, for your membership, like, even if the company is small or just getting started, take the brand seriously. Mm-hmm. And make the, if it's a color palette, if it's intentional, but just stay with those colors. The consistency and repetition will help build your brand.
It's amazing how a brand can, it's almost like you're meeting another person. You're being introduced to another person and what their personality is and how you can be intuitive about what type of a person that is. That's what your branding is.
Absolutely. And I think the personal brand, you know, your bankers are going to be those relationships and the trust that you're building, and you're having that one conversation at a time. So those personal brands need to support the company brand. So what is that? And what are the pillars that hold that up?
Right.
Well, I can definitely tell a difference with you two at the helm from a marketing standpoint. I mean, I've been a fan of Citizens First Bank ever since I moved here. They do some great things, mm-hmm. but really, I'll say it again, your logo could be absent from your branding. I can still tell it is Citizens First Bank from the colors you use. Ari said textures. I'm going to say texture as well to sound smart. From your textures, I mean, it really is a phenomenal thing, and you two do a great job. And Kelly Goodsman Smith said that you ladies are rock stars. So
thank you, Kelly.
So congratulations right there. So who would have thought that you could have a career in marketing in the banking realm?
I would have never guessed that. I thought I was going to get to an office and just be sitting there, maybe, I don't know,
calculators cranking everywhere,
documents and numbers. And I'm like, oh, it's the banking industry. And then I don't know if it's the Citizens First Bank personality or what, but they are allowing us to do, I would say, a little bit of a crazy
thing. That's crazy, what I like about banking. Your marketing is always so fun.
It's engaging.
It's engaging.
It's attractive and it's very welcoming.
We love it so much, and I'm just so happy to hear that it shines through, because I think what attracts me to what Ari and I do day to day is that marketing is really about storytelling. Right. And it is true. You think of a bank and you think of the accounting and the numbers and the crunching and your financial health, right, as a customer or as a business. But when it comes down to it, as a community bank, we're here for a reason. And what we do and give back in the community is really the spirit of the bank, and being able to tell the story and why we support events and why we host events and why our bankers are involved in the community in the way they are. Mm-hmm. It's really about telling that story.
And so many people,
that's what makes it cool.
Yeah. And so many people are so intimidated about going into banks for whatever reason, you know. Maybe they're not good at numbers. Maybe they're not good at money. They're just too intimidated to go in and maybe talk to somebody face to face. And you make it so that it's not like that. You feel like you're welcome to come in, and you're not scared to go in, and you feel like you're going to get help when you go in.
Here's my request. You're going to know what I'm going to say. Bring back the ice cream scoops. When I first moved to Clinton, Iowa.
We looked for them, Andy. We looked in all the drawers.
I walked in and I was given a branded ice cream scoop. And I
do you still have it?
I lost it.
Oh no!
It was a tragic event called a divorce, and I lost the ice cream scoop in a divorce. So I want That's my cold. Ice cream scoop back.
That was cold.
I think Andy's Get been it? Looking for an ice cream scoop for 10 years at least. I know we have so many other different things. All of
no,
our
it's
new
cool.
promo stuff.
You guys do a great job.
We have a backpack cooler now. I mean.
Yeah, for me to put my ice cream
too.
In. Yeah. So, you know, Ari had put down, we sent out these questionnaires, and Ari had put down, when it comes to marketing and a business, think about brand beyond just logos and colors. Brand is a holistic concept that includes every detail on a customer experience. Talk to me a little bit about the customer experience at Citizens First Bank. Jenny alluded to that you have a very welcoming and attractive brand, and people want to walk in those doors over at Lincoln Way or one of your other locations. But what can a customer expect when they walk in to your bank, Citizens First?
So we take an approach. You mentioned customer experience. On the website, it's a user experience or a customer experience. We look for those friction points, and we try to map out what the journey will be like. So some of our customers might follow a social media post, and where are they landing on that next website or the page. We want the experience to be consistent if they're coming to our digital branch, which is what we call our website, if they walk into a branch. And so our mission is to provide an unparalleled customer experience. So that's sort of our guiding light. And day to day, we're saying, how do we uphold that mission? How do we really dazzle those customers? So I think part of the success comes because we want it to be the same in branch, in the conversations, on the piece of paper you get in the mail, in the, you know, in the digital branch, in the digital banking. So making that consistent is really part of our mission.
Yeah, it's awesome. You guys actually incorporate other businesses too throughout the communities. One of your, when you launched your new cards, your new debit cards,
yes,
with the touch, which right, is awesome. Mm-hmm. I mentioned this in another podcast episode where it almost feels like I'm not spending money because it's so simple. I just have to like magically wave my card in front of the machine and it comes out of my account. But you took that picture and you guys were over at Great Revivalist Brewery, I think, right?
Yeah, we try to incorporate. The bank is owned locally. I think that's one of the strong suits of Citizens First. And piggybacking of that is just how can we just show off everything that we have in the community? There's so many great things in Clinton that sometimes when you're a local, you miss. But then the idea is just, maybe it's a tourism background for you and I, but I think that's what we try to use to always share our brand is we are locally owned. We are here and we're out there in the community. We're your local bank.
Yeah.
And that means we're going to go and visit our customers or non-customers or Riverfront. Or that's why we brought up the designs to be, well, this is Citizens First, but it's also Clinton. So
yeah.
And it goes beyond banking. I mean, you guys are in on all the community projects. Anything that's good for our community, they're Citizens First Bank.
I do think it has to do with how many people we have on staff who understand and support economic development. So right, obviously that's near and dear to everyone here at Grow Clinton, our background in tourism. But also if we're given the option between a generic and a custom, we want to customize it. That supports the brand development. Mm-hmm. So it goes back to that being a really important pillar of marketing. But if you customize it, make it unique and tie it to the community and the economic development, it really just enhances every piece of it.
Right.
So in financial institutions, there's just not a whole lot that's different between, there's perks you can come up with and what really helps you stand apart is the customer experience. So a checking account, a savings account, a money market, a business loan, there's a lot of competition there.
Yeah.
So what really makes it interesting to the customer is what the relationship is. And then, like I said, all the customization, that's what makes it unique and makes it stand out.
Right.
And also, if you bank with Citizens First Bank, you are supporting our community because the money staying here, we are able, if you bank with us, we are able to give back more. So I think that's one of the great things that Citizens
First. What I love about you two, and you can tell this is integrated into your profession, is that, Carrie, you grew up here, but then you went off and you saw the world. Mm-hmm. You joined the Peace Corps, you went to college. You met an okay guy by the name of Carlos.
He's pretty cool.
And ended up marrying him. And if you can't tell, Ari is not from Clinton.
Why would you tell?
You got a little bit of an accent there. But and Ari came here for college. From where?
Colombia. South America.
South America. So you guys bring that worldview into this community. And I'll jump on my soapbox. There's a lot of times where people have negative things to say about the Clinton community, but sometimes those people just have never experienced what it's like to be outside the community.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I'm, a transplant. I moved here in 2012, 2013 mm-hmm. timeframe, but you can really tell that you guys love the place that you call home and you bring that entire worldview and all of your experiences from everywhere else that you've been and you place that into the growth and development of Clinton in our own backyard. And I appreciate that tremendously.
Yes.
I think it's been my pleasure. I see all the scenic views and scenic sights that we have just by driving to work. I drive by the riverfront every day. I get to do that. Why not do it? And walking on it or going to Eagle Point Park, just a bluff. Just driving on bluff is just a different sight. And I think you get lost or you lose it when you're a local and you take it for granted. It's the fifth biggest river in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I think in our circle of friends, there are a lot of people who are either opting into Clinton for whatever different reasons. There's a lot of reasons to opt into Clinton. I think there are others who are boomerangs like I am, that I had part of my life here and left and came back. And I think that the worldview, what it gives you more than anything, is that feeling of the grass is not always greener on the other side.
Correct.
Or if you went to the other side and the grass was okay, the grass here is really green, and it's really all about your perspective and what you make of it and what you invest in it. And so I think the people and businesses who are investing in this community understand that and make it just grow even further. So,
and that's kind of what your brand is about, home.
Yeah.
It's about home. I lived out of town, and anytime I had to leave and go back, and I couldn't come back very often, I had to go over the South Bridge. And there's a point where you can look down and you can see Second Street almost all the way up to the courthouse. And I would always start crying.
Oh, sure.
And I want to go home. I want to be home. I don't want to be out here. You know, I don't want to leave. But coming back, that's what your bank is like. It's like home. You know the people. You know you can trust them. You know you'll see them out places. You'll see them at sporting events for your kids or community things. And that's what's so important, I think, to people who have been here their whole lives. You know, that's why you stay here your whole life, because you like it.
Back to your question about the, you know, sometimes people feel intimidated if they're coming into the bank, or it's their finances, there's some uncertainty. I think that's also the benefit of us having so many people involved in the community.
Right.
Because it might be on the sidelines at the t-ball game, or you might be waiting for your kid after swim lessons, or taking mom to an appointment, and those, you know, Citizens First is there, or bankers are there,
right,
we're out. So you can always start that conversation.
It's almost too easy to get a loan. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've done that. I've had a conversation at a sporting event. Next thing you know, I have money. And I'm like, that was a little too easy.
I'm not going to say anything, though.
There's interest attached to this. I know what you just did.
You like how the numbers in your account, they're green. It looks good.
Like, it looks awesome. I love it. Yeah.
Well, I mean, think about during, I don't want to say it because it's like, if you, I don't know, COVID, when it came. And I remember you guys working out of the garage there, and how hard you worked to take care of everybody and all your customers. That's amazing. That's amazing.
Just keeping adaptable.
Right.
Just whatever comes our way.
I want to say something. When you say trust, I think also our people can say, when there's so much fraud out there.
Oh my gosh.
Then I just hope that people know that if somebody you don't know is calling you, asking you for your account number, don't give it to them. You know us. We're here in the community. We're your local lenders, your local bankers. Always hesitate to give out your information to strangers, because you know us. So
yeah, I told a story on another episode where somebody called me from the bank, your bank, and said there was a charge on your account for like $86 at a liquor store.
Wait a minute.
And they're like, that's not what set us off. Like, we know you. Like, that's probably consistent. That could be. Okay. But it was in like France, right?
Oh, okay.
So that's what set them off. So they were really like Johnny on the spot and took care of it right away. So
we have a few fraud ninjas out there looking out for our customers.
Fraud ninja.
We label it, we brand it. Wow. We have a ninja. Fraud ninja campaign.
That's another thing to add to the brand conversation, is that we do some internal branding also that our customers and the public never see.
Wow.
Yeah, we have fraud ninjas, and we, you know, that's kind of how we talk about it internally. So it's really a team building thing, something that really, you know, kicks into our employee engagement.
Yeah.
But we brand it and we talk about it, and it's cool, and you like glom onto the concept because we've fully branded it.
Wow, I've never heard that on Career Day.
Do they have swords?
And stars.
They have props, and they might be plastic, but yes. There's also, what do you call those things that you
throwing nunchucks. Stars, nunchucks. Yep. Man, I'm so jealous.
I am too. What are we doing?
All right. As we look towards closing out this episode number 18 of the Grow Clinton podcast, again, we're talking to Ari and Carrie from Citizens First Bank. I always ask the question, what advice can you offer our listeners regarding how to run or manage a successful business organization? Carrie, you said, I think any successful business organization does more listening than talking. What do your customers and constituents want?
I think this about personal relationships. I think this about business relationships. I think we have so much chatter and so much noise and so many messages coming at us all the time, that if you take seriously what you're going toward, if you're upholding your own business goals, your employer's business goals, your own personal goals, you do a lot of listening. And I think on my worksheet that I filled out for you guys, I said, it's someone I follow is James Robert Lay, and he loves acronyms, maybe even more than I do. but his acronym for this is to be all in. All is ask, listen and learn. And so for any of your business, you know, listeners, anyone really, I think you just have to do a lot of listening to truly understand.
Yeah, I totally agree. Ari, when asked to share a favorite quote, you said, "Why not look at criticism as a sign that people care and treat it as only the beginning of a conversation?" Do you want to build on that?
Absolutely. That's Seth Godin. And I think that's how I get my feedback, and I appreciate the feedback. And when people are complaining or doing, "Oh, well, I don't really like this," or I see a face like, I want to dig more into it, because maybe they are caring more than other people. And that's just a way to build and create, and maybe something better is going to come up. How are you going to build on something that if everybody thinks it's perfect, then you're done?
I think you've done that to me a few times. She's pinged me for questions or advice, and I think I've made some funny faces, and you've been like, "What do you mean by that face?
What do you mean by that?
What do you mean by that face? Explain, Andy, explain." That's great. I absolutely love that. Before we close out this show, is there anything else that you want us to know, either about yourselves, Citizens First Bank, or marketing, branding, and business development? We'll open up the floor. What do you got, Carrie?
Well, that was like 8 different topics, and you know I love a microphone, so we might be here a while yet. No, I'll just say we're just thrilled to be part of the Grow Clinton circle of friends, and thanks for having us on the podcast. Citizens First is open to the conversation, so if this sparked an idea for anyone, just reach out to us, gocfb.bank, and thanks for having us.
Nice.
Thank you, Ari.
I just want to say, if you haven't been to gocfb.bank lately, we just had a little facelift.
And I saw. It's awesome. You. Mm-hmm.
So we are always trying to improve. We're always trying to be better no matter what. So go there. Just surf around. And if you have something or a criticism for us, let us know. That makes us better.
Yeah, it does make you guys better. And I know I was, when you first did the website design, like way back, like the old school one, and you first put the banking login, it was like close to the business banking login.
Oh, yeah,
and I would hit that on my mobile by accident all the time. And I would try to log in. I wouldn't be able to. And you guys made that change based on my my criticism.
I think feedback is very important. Feedback is very important. And this goes for every company and organization. When you have haters, some people call it haters, I just think you should just have a conversation, because maybe there's something down there that you're missing that you don't see because you're in it and you just need to work on it.
We need to take that to a community level, because we will all make each other better. And I love that about what you guys are doing at Grow Clinton and all of the different events and activities, is that we, you know, the rising tide will raise all ships. So that's why we're here too.
Yeah. We swing for the fences here at Grow Clinton.
Oh yeah.
Not everything's successful, and I'm cool with that. You know, we don't always hit home runs.
You don't know. You don't try.
You know, yeah, you we try all sorts of things. We can't be scared. Absolutely not. There's a great book out there by the author's name is Jay Baer, I believe. B-A-Y-E-R.
Hug Your Haters.
Hug Your Haters. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love Jay Baer.
Man, you and I should be friends, Carrie. We should be best friends.
I think we just got to be best friends.
Are we best friends?
Hug Your Haters. I love that. You lean into the criticism.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now I got to go watch Step Brothers.
That's I love it.
All right, everybody. This is closing out episode number 18, Grow Clinton Podcast. I think it's the greatest podcast on the planet Earth. Remember, we are powered by Miles Communications. Go check out milestelephone.com. Again, fast, affordable, reliable internet service. If they don't have your service area in your neighborhood yet, they're coming. We're working with them on a big build out so they can take care of everybody in the surrounding area. Again, milestelephone.com. Jenny, it's been a pleasure.
Yes, it's always a pleasure to see you, Andy.
Ari, Carrie, stay awesome, okay?
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. My name is Andy Sokolovich, President and CEO of Grow Clinton. We'll talk to you soon. See ya. Thank you for listening to the Grow Clinton Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and follow us on all your socials. Until next time, see ya.